July 16th, 1992, the Peruvian terrorist group Sendero Luminoso put off a car bomb in the capital Lima, killing 25 and wounding 155. If you call yourself the Shining Path, does that include lighting up a neighborhood in a bomb attack? Lima, Peru. In the annals of terrorism, a few groups have elected to refer to themselves by interesting names. Al-Qaeda, AQ, is Arabic for the base. I guess they really thought they were creating a fundamental structure for a new society. Islamic State, or ISIS, saw themselves as the harbingers of the new caliphate. Then there's the Philippines group, the name of which reduces to the acronym MILF, M-I-L-F, and I have no intention of going down that road. The main terrorist group in Peru for decades chose the label Sendero Luminoso, Shining Path in English. It was created in 1980 and had the stated goal of overthrowing the democratic government and establishing a new democracy, i.e. a communist dictatorship. It was active for a decade and a half until its leader, Abimael Guzman, was arrested in 1992. Since that date, it has dropped off most analysts' radar. Sendero Luminoso may have claimed it wanted to usher in a utopian society in Peru, but also wanted to foment a worldwide revolution. Unfortunately, their tactics to achieve this nirvana included the targeting of peasants and unions. Wait, aren't all communists supposed to be pro-union? Elected officials and the general public. On this day in 1992, Sendero carried out a vehicle bomb attack in the wealthy Miraflores district of Lima, the nation's capital, killing 25 people and wounding 155. The bombing on the residential street of Tarata was the Shining Path's deadliest attack on civilians in the capital, contributing to a sense of panic in the city about an insurgency that had already killed thousands of people in the remote Andes and Amazon regions. Quote, 25,000 deaths in the Sierra and the shanty towns were not enough to make people aware that the war affected them. With the 24 deaths in Miraflores and the continuing insecurity, the message has come home with a vengeance, unquote. On September the 11th, 2018, Guzman was given a second life sentence for the Miraflores attack. He will not be getting out of prison anytime soon. Perhaps that means that Sendero Luminoso will not be as effective as its carnage anytime soon, either.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Borealis Saves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.